This is Daisha, and I'm sending my love from Daytime Japan to E Green, Kurt G, and DJ King Killer at the Hip Hop Digest Show. That's right, keep schooling these young Jones. I'm telling you, this thing is international, baby, 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 baby.
These are people that take drugs. These are guys of the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys that come from Connecticut, New York. They come up here, they sell their heroin, then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave, which is a real sad thing, because then we have another issue that we got to deal with down the road.
Interesting. You know, you heard some chuckles when he said Shifty and D-Money. You didn't hear any chuckles when he said impregnated white girls.
White girls, 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 white girls.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
Made it through another week.
Another week?
Yes, sir.
Another week, another week, another week. Sorry, I just saw my echo and shit. This intro we got is crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy ass intro.
No doubt. Anyway, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest, RZA says black youth should dress properly, not to scare white officers.
He on his David Stern shit?
Oh, well, let's get in. He said, if I'm a cop, here's RZA, if I'm a cop, every time I see young black youth, whether I watch them on TV, movies, or just see them hanging out, they're not looking properly dressed, properly refined. You know, carrying himself in a certain manner, conducting himself proper at certain hours of the day. Fucking RZA. He sound like Bill Cosby.
B.
RZA goes on to say, I'm sorry, hold up. I tell my two sons, if you're going somewhere, you don't have to wear a hoodie. We live in New York, so a hoodie is cool and all that. But sometimes, you know, button up, clean yourself up, act like young men. You know what I mean?
That's a double-edged sword, B.
Yeah, okay. Wu-Tang sword.
Okay, well, now see, that's the two things. Let's discuss it. So you got RZA on the introduction. I mean, let's say early 90s when we're first hearing and seeing Wu. Yeah. I don't see RZA in a fucking button-up.
It's a long way away from Shaolin, B.
And on the other side of it, did he have somebody telling him to button up? Like he's doing now.
It doesn't even fucking matter. It's so preposterous. This whole shit coming out of RZA's mouth is so preposterous.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate that you always play.
Okay.
So what if we always talk about somebody need to step up and guide young boys, right?
Okay.
So isn't that kind of what he's doing? Or is he totally selling out? I'm just asking because I want to be clear on what you're saying.
Martin Luther King got shot in a suit, as I believe.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Malcolm X got killed in a suit, right?
Sure did, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm okay. I just was going to put that out there just as an example of...
It don't matter what you dress like.
Right.
Exactly.
Right, right. Right, and that's what we're getting down to, you know, and not everybody was in a Trayvon style hoodie.
Nah, that dude that was running in the park in South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Back.
Right.
He's looking mad regular.
He's looking regular. You know what I mean? You know, Eric Garner getting on the streets of New York is looking regular.
Regular. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't.
He wasn't either way. He wasn't all thugged out and he wasn't all businessman. He was regular.
You know what I mean?
He's rubbing elbows with the wrong motherfuckers. That's all I got to say.
The internets went to say RZA went in on a full-blown Uncle Tom moment.
Damn.
His type of thinking, along with Bill Karma, that ass Cosby. So basically, he's blaming the victim. It's because y'all niggas is always looking thugged out. Niggas is always walking around with that ice grill. White people uncomfortable with that. Now, see,
so
since
says
I'm...
says the nigga that used to walk around with gold fucking fangs in his mouth.
I thought you forgot about that. You're putting out the dirty laundry.
Grave diggers.
You're putting out the dirty laundry, my nigga.
Damn.
Oh, that's just on stage. That's just an act. But when I'm off stage, my nigga, I'm going to be 100 with you. When I'm off stage, my nigga, I'm going to be 100 with you, my nigga. Police respect me.
They respect that money. But
okay, let's quickly. I want to get back to you playing the devil's advocate, RZA trying to instruct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, okay, we can have that conversation. It's saying RZA bringing up his sons in a world in which, you know, if you dress a certain way, white folk is going to feel a little bit more comfortable with you.
What about the other way? But let's just say not feel more comfortable with you, but feel less threatened by you.
Okay, comfortable, less threatened. It's all in the same wheelhouse.
Okay.
I mean,
let's clean that up. He didn't say white people. He said white officers.
He did. He said white officers.
Because a whole lot of white people like Wu-Tang.
That's true.
Right. Oh, no doubt.
So he's saying white officers to make them feel comfortable. I don't give a damn. Like you said, you could be dressed in a three-piece suit. A white officer is not going to feel comfortable with a nigger in the room.
It's funny. You know,
he went Cuban and shit.
Actually, yo, it was funny because I saw a, you know, how they put the cartoons in the paper, and somebody wrote an op-ed cartoon, and it showed a young African-American kid, you know, very short, you know what I'm saying, and had a water pistol, and it had Thug under him. And then it showed this big ass white guy with a bulletproof vest and a motherfucking M16, and it had the whole military style shit all around his waist and shit, ammo and shit, and under him it had Patriot.
Oregon.
So exactly. So that alone, you know what I mean? You are viewed, no matter what you present yourself by, officers.
Exactly. It's all about perception. Threat. The perception of people.
Right. And so when I hear RZA, when I hear Will Smith on this type of shit, I'm like, damn, yo, does...
But RZA, son, come on, B. Nigga, you came up under... Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Are you serious, nigga? I mean, seriously, yo. Are you fucking serious, nigga? You want to talk about how you look? Nigga, y'all niggas was looking straight thugged out. The straight Wu-Tang coming through the room window. You can see a group of Wu-Tang Wu niggas coming through Killer Bees. Niggas, y'all look for most intimidating motherfuckers. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me? I just don't understand how the fuck you can even say that out of your mouth. I understand trying to tell your children that they should clean up and dress properly, but not for that reason.
Where the fuck do you think I got before I got here? I was right
there. Nigga, you made your money off the back of looking thugged out. You made his money off that shit.
I was right here.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to know what's sticking to ghetto no more.
Damn, I just don't understand that. First round knockout. I can't believe that. That whole,
come on, man.
It's crazy.
Hey, yo, that's that scene from Good Times, though,
yeah,
right?
It is. He don't want his daughter dating none of them niggas.
None of them niggas. You from Staten Island? Fuck that. You ain't dating no niggas from Staten Island. Fuck that.
That's your man, RZA, yo. I just unbelievable to hear shit like that. But now, Swervin, I got to ask you, when you get to a certain level, I mean, real talk, you lose touch. You got to, right?
He has.
Yeah.
He has lost touch.
It's a whole different life, man.
He's
it's
living
nothing.
In a different world, B. He's in, like, movies. Right. This nigga is
different galaxy.
Definitely. He's making a lot of money. He's rubbing elbows with people with a lot of bread. He's not sitting around niggas that's selling crack for a living.
He not on the corner with a 40. None of that.
Wow.
None of that old Wu-Tang shit.
So none of that ODB and them niggas hustling for studio time.
That explains why the music has changed so much.
Ain't that the truth?
He's in different circles, B.
He's in a different mind frame, B. Mm. A whole different mind frame.
Wow. That's what's up. All right. That's your boy.
Take him back to the boiler room.
That's your boy. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. It's not even really a topic. We want to continue to give your boy a golf clap. Chance the Rapper. Last week, we talked about he raised $60,000 for winter coats in Chicago. And let me, trust me when I tell you, the coldest I've ever been is probably been in Chicago. Period. Yeah. Just point blank, yo. Chicago is brick.
Great Lakes, nigga.
No doubt. But anyway, the $60,000 went to $100,000. for Coach, Chance the Rapper. Other than that, I don't really fuck with him artistically, but I got to give him a shout out on that.
We're going to give him a shout out for that.
Absolutely, because yeah. That's a lot of coats instead of one bracelet.
Music. We're not listening to his music for the most part.
That's true. And you guys who are giving him 100 saying this ain't that turkey giveaway.
Exactly.
Shit.
Hell no.
This
hell
is the
no.
gift that lasts.
Niggas
want to
put
a meal.
Pictures and shit next to a turkey and a homeless guy. Get the fuck out of here with
right.
this shit.
A frozen right. turkey on a frozen concrete.
Bang. That's what's up. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest: jeweler suing T.I. for $400,000. An Atlanta-based jeweler says T.I. has not paid a bill for more than $400,000 worth of jewelry it provided to the rapper. T.I. says the lawsuit is without merit. I can't. It's you know, when stories like this come out, I'm always like, damn, yo. How do a guy, T.I. got money? T.I. got 400 grand.
Sitting in his fucking sock drawer.
Right. I mean, do guys, when you get, let's talk about levels again. When you get to a level, do you feel like, you know what? The jeweler loved me for me. I don't got to pay him.
Me wearing your jewelry, nigga, that's props for you, nigga. You shouldn't have to charge me nothing, nigga. I'm getting you business by wearing your shit, nigga.
Damn, I can't even fathom that type of fucking life, Pete. Not that I wouldn't want a life of pleasure and fucking whatever, but damn, B. 400,000 owed on. Here's the only explanation I can think of, B. They are not paying their own bills. They got people that they think should be paying their bills, and they're not paying their bills, B, because I can't imagine.
That's what happened when
T.I. you writing checks to pay bills.
Take care of your money like that.
Ah, see, okay, now you get to.
And you ain't watching them niggas.
So listen,
and, right. sure, and checking up on them. Even if they got somebody paying bills for you, check up on that shit.
Right.
You're like, yo, did you pay that bill? What bill? The jewelry bill,
you know,
nigga.
This shit ain't free.
Okay, so once you get a certain amount of money, and we, right now, as of recording time, we're on the crux of $800 million Powerball situation. When you get that type of money, do you lose the ability to pay bills, or are we dealing with niggas who are so artistically into the arts that they never had the ability?
Nigga, with that type of money, I won't have no fucking bills. I don't even
yes,
understand
you
why these
do.
Niggas,
you are always going to have bills.
I won't have them type of fucking bills.
No, but you will have bills for this fucking car you bought when you was in L.A. You'll have bills.
You're going to die with a bill, a cell phone bill.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
But
somebody's got to pay that.
I won't have them type of fucking bills for fucking $400,000 in jewelry,
that.
Nigga.
They're not even thinking about that.
But Swerve, what I want to know is that do these guys, and it's not T.I. specifically, but guys like T.I., do they even or ever had the ability themselves to pay the fucking bill? Not whether somebody else is supposed to be paying it. Did T.I. or a guy like T.I. have a checking account? Did he pay his own bill?
Probably not. Them is suitcase banks. You know what I'm saying? You know, shoebox banks. I'm sure they didn't have
these niggas in you.
Yeah, legit
got,
shit
got,
like
they
that.
They got the rubber band banks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, we sitting up here and you got the jewelry suing and shit, and people are knowing T.I. got money like that. Knowing he's got that amount of money. You know, but do these guys, you know, Baby Williams, everybody who's getting sued, it's like, damn, nigga. I mean, y'all have the ability to generate all this money, but you guys don't have the smarts to basically say, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take care of these bills. I'm going to write the checks.
B, let's just call it like it really is. You have to be a hustler to be even commercially successful or even to be bubbling in the underground. You have to have that, right?
Right, correct.
So if you have that, that doesn't mean that you got it all, because you're focused on the music, you're focused on your girl, you're not thinking about the bills, though.
Okay, and now, one thing I'll give them, okay, a lot of these guys run businesses, and they're not business savvy. They may not have business, corporate taxes, and that type of line.
Right, but they got through the business of the street to get to where they are, so they have some kind of smarts in business.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
They have the drive and the desire and whatever it takes to get to where whatever level they get to be known and shit. So it's not that they're not smart. It's just that paying a fucking bill is the last thing that you're going to be thinking about.
I got
you. But like you said earlier, though, the shit ain't free, nigga.
Right. So I initially said you got to hire somebody that is legit and you can trust. You can't just have your boy or your girl, for that matter, holding your books down. Because there are bills. You think that fucking T.I. even considers paying an electric bill at his fucking house or a fucking cable bill? You think he thinks about that shit?
But see,
that bill is there.
That's a different level that I don't even understand. I'm like, nigga.
Because we ain't got it like that.
I'm just saying, but even if I had it like that, let's say we hit 800 million.
We are older.
Nigga.
We're older. We can't think in our older minds about what you doing as a 20 something, 30 something, even.
Well, shit, T.I.
ain't no motherfucking goddamn 20 nothing. Nothing.
Right, and that building just happened yesterday. Nigga, he's been getting jewelry, and I'm sure that
the way these niggas throw around money, I just ain't giving no excuses, nigga. When you go in there and get that jewelry, nigga, you pull out a fucking wad of cash that you was going to throw at the strip club, throw it at the fucking jeweler, and say bye.
That's true.
Paid for it, nigga.
That's true. Actually, let me tell you what the internet's, just to throw something different in it. The internet says, I don't understand why you would sell him additional jewelry when he had an outstanding prior debt. Something doesn't add up.
That's dumb on the jeweler's part.
Right. Now, right. The jeweler apparently
is an idiot.
Talked about T.I. owed him 20 grand, then he owed him 80 grand, then he owed him all these sums of money.
I'm about to get on the jeweler. Yep. I just got off T.I. and I'm about to get on the fucking dumbass jeweler. Nigga, if somebody owed me 20 grand, you can't come to me and ask me for a fucking penny. Until you pay me my fucking 20 grand.
Right.
Okay.
So he's an idiot.
Right. I mean, that's no doubt. I think, you know.
I can have money fall in my pocket. You ask me for a penny, I ain't got it, B.
Yo.
I ain't got that.
T.I. is my, you know, we like family. He's like my brother.
Fuck that, nigga.
We talking G's.
You talking stacks. 20 fucking grand you owe me, and you coming back asking for more.
But I got a personal relationship with T.I.
I'm thinking I can call him, but I ain't stupid, nigga.
This shit ain't free.
I love
they
you
sell
to death,
gold by
my
the
nigga.
Ounce.
I got your back, but when it come to this shit here, nigga, fuck that.
Oh, God.
You tripping. If you think I'm going to give you more on top of what
Hollywood,
you already owe me.
They loan them shits out for one night.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. So that's what's up, man. Your boy, he getting sued, but we don't know if he pays his own bills. So, you know.
Very doubtful.
That's what's up. Anyway, next on the court docket, talking about getting sued. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Justin Timberlake. And I knew this especially for you, Swerving, because I know you would be hype about this. Justin Timberlake, suit and tie, featuring Jay-Z. Guess what? Timberlake, and I don't believe Hove is named in that lawsuit, but it is Timberlake, who getting sued for a sample clearance. Actually, specifically, anybody who's in the source material, the cut, Kurt G, is called Suit and Tie, right?
Right.
Yes.
All right. The sample, the original cut, is a 70 soul cut called Show Nuff by Sly, Slick, and Wicked, which is produced by James Brown's label, People, okay, was licensed out to RCA for use of the sample. So apparently they did get the license to use the sample. But according to the source material, there's a lawsuit claiming they've yet to be compensated for the use of the vocal portion and are particularly interested in getting their revenue from the Anheuser-Busch commercial that apparently had Timberlake and Suit and Tie and everybody's involved. With Pharrell and them just got lit up. And if you listen to the Timberlake and you listen to the original sample, you know it's a sample. Nobody's right. Getting away with anything.
Can I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
So, and I just have to ask this question to be sure. Is Jay-Z included in this lawsuit?
I do not believe he's included in the lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
But
if he was.
Now that's a turkey shoot right there. Well, that's a big turkey shoot. And you feel like when you got a fat fuck like Jay-Z with all that money spilling, you got to take a shot. But well, I don't believe.
That came from India or whatever, too, and got nothing.
Got
like you said, yo, be better
this
lawyers.
Is what I'm talking about.
You're talking about better lawyers.
No.
Right.
Look, really the topic is focusing on sampling and why paid cats. Once again, I know Timberlake and anybody like him don't clear samples. I don't even think Justin Timberlake knows what sampling is.
I'm
he
glad
showed
you cleared
up.
That up, my nigga. Because I know niggas be hearing us talk about sampling. Like, what niggas underground sample all the time. We talking about paid.
We talking about paid niggas.
We
right.
talking about
ones that can afford to pay the sampling fee.
Just sampling some shit and putting it out there, knowing they ain't gonna sell one fucking copy.
Right. Now this is paid, and I know again when it comes right there, he showed up and just sang on the track. He wasn't involved in the production other than saying, I like it or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, but this is his career. This is ultimately his money. This is his name on the line. Why wouldn't he call up his lawyer and be like, yo, make sure anything that got sampled gets fucking cleared? Because if it's not cleared and somebody comes to sue me later, you're fired.
B, because just like you said, he showed up in the lab and started singing. He didn't care, B. That wasn't his job to worry about that.
B, this is his. Yes, it is
it
his job.
Be, it should be, but it's not.
There's a theme going on here. paying your own bills should be on your mind, but it's not. Clearing
it's
samples should be on
theme.
Your bill, but it's not.
I mean,
look, when you get rich, you got to make a lot of motherfuckers rich too. And I'm talking about attorneys, accountants, because you can't do it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know he's got a lot on his plate. Okay. I understand that. And
Nick has got a buffet.
And I'm trying to get to the crux of it. These guys, most of these guys, are the ones who showed up at the title press conferences trying to get money from fans. Okay?
Right.
Okay? They were swift enough to show up at the press conference and demand money from fans, right?
Oh, shit.
So it seems to me they'd be smart enough to show up at the lawyers and be like, that James Brown shit, is it cleared?
Uh-oh.
We just got an Anheuser-Busch nationwide campaign. Did the guys who we sampling on the original joint, did they get paid?
Right.
I'm just
you should be thinking that stuff.
Or did somebody tell them to show up at the press conference and demand money from fans? Oh, don't worry about that sample shit. Get on stage, nigga.
Nah, they was trying to get theirs.
They trying to get theirs. But see, the thing is, when it's time to pay other people, they have problems with that.
Oh, okay.
They get amnesia all of a sudden.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yet they paying a lawyer and they paying people up at the label.
Of course they are.
And they doing a
piss
poor job.
That they think they need.
Then they need to be firing people and hiring new people that's going to cover their ass and do their job.
I mean, I just found it to be astonishing in this day and age. You know how long
you understand that record wasn't just made, though.
It wasn't just made,
but people wait around.
Oh, you better believe
until
it.
The money's made. There's no need to sue him out the gate.
Why am I going to sue you when the song first comes out?
No, I'm
going to
see
who's going to make some money first.
Oh, shit, I'm going to wait 4 years on a nigga.
I want them commercials to come out. Shit. I want it to be in a movie.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'll wait 4 or 5 years on
that's
a nigga.
Just adding niggas to the lawsuit. That's what that's all about. I'm going to sue the movie. I'm going to sue the commercial.
Anheuser-Busch got thrown in.
Damn right. I'm throwing Jay-Z in there. Fuck it. I'm just suing everybody. Somebody's going to hit me off with some bread. I don't care who, but I'm going to get money from somebody.
Especially when Pharrell and them niggas got hit, yo. They got hit, yo. It was like a submarine getting
hit.
And
then they were smug, though.
But that was the problem. Them. That was what got his dumb ass.
No.
He was really smug about it.
Pharrell was smug.
Pharrell was like, fuck that. You see my hat, nigga? Suck my hat.
You see this monkey suit? This is how brave I am.
Oh, man. It's incredible. You know how long it's been since Gilbert O'Sullivan? I think Gilbert O'Sullivan was 1990.
Alone again.
Got Bismarcky too.
Whole shit yanked off
got
the
him.
Shelf. Whole shit entirely yanked off the shelf. You know what
but
I mean?
One song,
but the
one
thing
sample.
Is, you can't be yanking shit off the shelf on the internet. Once it's on there, it's
I know,
on
right?
there.
That's true.
So, I don't know, yo. I mean, it's just interesting. So, anyway, quickly, I'm going to add this next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This came courtesy of Diff, who talked about the theme. We might as well go with the theme, talking about lawsuits. So he never knew that George Lucas sued Luke, wow. Luke Skywalker Records.
Oh, yeah.
For that name.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
So, yes, that is an example.
He had
Luke,
to change his name.
Right. Who said he got... He really wasn't, didn't even know nothing about no Luke Skywalker as the movie, I guess. Said he really got the name.
Come on, Luke. Come said, on now. Saying.
Hold up, B. Said he really jacked the name from Kenny Skywalker from the Knicks.
Okay.
That's where he said he really jacked the name from.
Yeah.
Either way, George Lucas, Lucasfilm Limited, lit his ass up for $300,000. Luke Skywalker, you know, to this day, Luke is saying he don't fuck with Lucas, he don't fuck with Star Wars, he don't fuck with none of that shit. You know what I mean?
$300,000 will make you think like that.
And two, and if you are a vinyl collector like me, you have the original Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker.
With the feet walking in the clouds logo on records. You know what I mean? For, you know, those of you who are vinyl buffs should have that. Not just the Luke records, but the Skywalker. Okay? But, you know, people, you know, when your business ain't tight, and it's been mad years since Gilbert O'Sullivan, mad years since Luke Skywalker had to change his name to Luke Records, that cats are still getting jammed up for sampling and getting entanglement and lawsuits and all kinds of shit.
There was hundreds of thousands of people that got jammed up between Gilbert O'Sullivan and Justin Timberlake.
Right. So
and many more will continue to get jammed up.
Yeah, indeed.
Because like you said, people out there with their fucking fishing poles in the record pool.
Ain't that the truth? So that's why, you know, hell, if you're gonna sample, either you clear it or you put it out for free.
Clear that shit, B. Or else.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, why is Jaden Smith wearing dresses?
Because he can.
According to the copy, the 16-year-old, now listen to this very carefully, the 16-year-old designer, hip-hop artist, Jaden Smith, has been pushing the fashion envelope for quite some time now. His latest fashion stunt has caused a lot of controversy and has created a wave and a change of hip-hop industry at large. Jaden has been going out about showing utter confidence in wearing dresses in other traditionally feminine pieces, such as flower headbands and shit. So he's wearing a lot of dresses and flowers in his hair and shit.
So he's in his sister's closet.
He's in somebody's closet, but it ain't the men's section. Innovators like Jaden Smith said that Kanye West, who Jaden cited as his biggest influence, are creating a more accepting environment for all people in the hip-hop community through progressive and a medium of fashion taste. People also saying that men's skirts and dresses are starting to take off.
Men's skirts and dresses?
Yes, basically. Matter of fact, it says menswear designers.
They're in the section next to the kilts.
Menswear designers are experimenting with dresses and skirts as men's fashion.
Son, I ain't
you see your
with
boy
shit.
See your boy. So they had your boy of Will, where I got this from. They showed Will's son Jaden in several dresses. And I'm not talking about no kilt shit, my nigga. I'm talking about like skirts with flower
print. I know
print.
What you're saying. I was just being sarcastic.
And so he's in this ad. I guess it's other women in the ad with all these Louis Vuitton dresses, and Jaden is in there. You really can't tell who the chick's from Jaden. I don't know. I didn't look at it like that. I'm just saying, we just got done talking about being out of touch. We just got done talking about nut shit. How nutty is Will and Jada, and how come the African-American community leaders ain't calling them niggas on this dumb shit? My niggas.
I don't even know, B.
Oh, come
I'm
on,
totally
B.
lost.
B, come B, on, B. Look, B. you got to, first of all, the historical situation in Hollywood. And I know they live in L.A., and I know it's all Hollywood influence. Let me tell you something. To demasculate an African-American man is the best fucking thing Hollywood damn near got going on. They will always accept a guy like Jaden who's going to wear dresses, who's going to demasculate the situation, who's not going to be caught in a hoodie, put on a skirt, put flowers in your hair.
Well, as we just said a little bit ago, at the hands of a cop, he still gets shot.
Well,
with his dress on.
Well, that may be the case, but real talk, man, these are real issues here. I mean, the Hollywood community is big on the demasculinization, if you will.
Demasculation of everyone, not just black men.
Oh, black men at the top of that list, though.
At the top of the list, right.
Black men at the top of that list. And somebody like Jaden, who's getting all this love in the Hollywood community, and, you know, I don't know. I guess it's good if you live in an alternative lifestyle, if you're just a regular Joe, you know, who lives in Denver, and you like, damn, I always wanted to wear dresses, and Jaden's my hero, and dad, I've got to wear this dress to school. As an African-American parent, yo, you've got to be strong, and you really have to provide teachable moments about how that is not, it is not, I repeat, not under any circumstances. I don't give a fuck if I sound like Fogey, the old Smokey Stogie. That's not acceptable. And African-American leaders are not pulling, maybe Farrakhan ain't got Will's number. It ain't got to be Farrakhan, T.D. Jakes, you know what I mean? He claimed he conservative, he rocking the Bible. Will, we can't have this, son. I mean, we got to teach our children better. I'm not saying what young Jaden is doing on the D-Lo. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, it already boils down to something that we mentioned but don't just call out. But a lot of parents just don't give a fuck, dude.
B, what are you talking about? Parents?
See, there's your problem.
See, there you go. Okay, there's your bang.
There's your problem. The parents just don't care. You right. Just let your child do whatever they want to do just because they want to do it. Because they just feel in the moment.
I don't feel like doing today, mother?
I feel like wearing your stockings and going to school. Can I wear your stockings, mother?
Kids do not have that historical, perspective. They don't have that. And unless you teaching, I don't know, B. I mean, it's not alarming because of who it is, but
in this day and time, it's not alarming at all. We're just talking about it because we some old fogey niggas.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
this shit
real.
Is just like, what the fuck are you doing wearing a dress as a young male, period, right. Whether you black, white, green. What the fuck are you doing wearing a dress, period? That shouldn't be happening. But we old niggas, and we're out of touch. Right? Like we saying earlier, niggas is out of touch. We're out of touch when it comes to this shit because I don't understand boys, men, period, wearing a fucking dress.
Okay, here we go.
I don't understand it at all.
Now, I'm going to bring in a surprise guest. Oh,
boy, you're about to do it.
I'm about to bring a surprise guest. My daughter, Olive, who's going to come in. I believe that she has a different opinion about men wearing dresses. So, Bub, please give your opinion. Bub is 17. Okay, let's get in here. Put these headphones on.
All right, so I was just overhearing the conversation upstairs, and I knew this was going to come up at some point. But maybe it's just me, but I mean, I don't know. I think it was fine that he was just expressing himself.
So expressing yourself, that's more important than just regular gender roles? Is that the most important thing?
I guess. I mean, remember when we went to Philly and I bought those pants in the boys section?
Yes.
I mean, I have multiple clothes that I guess are made for men.
Okay, well, there it is. There it is, young Jaden. He's the same age as my daughter, and personal expression means the most.
He's expressing himself.
He's expressing himself.
Can I ask a question?
Let
me just throw this question out there. How different is it, literally, how different is it than Crisscross wearing their clothes inside out?
That's a good question, because what I was going to say about my daughter, it's funny. Now, she's right. We went to Philly, and she bought a pair of sweatpants in the men's section, right? But I wasn't tripping, because you know why? Because those men's pants had flowers on them.
Wow.
So yeah, they were in the men's section. She's 100% right on that. But they had flowers on them, done.
Wow.
Well, we get a different perspective on it. I guess as a younger generation, they just see it as expressing yourself. And there's not anything gender about it, not anything gay about it. It's just that he's expressing himself.
He's expressing himself. Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Us as old niggas is looking at it like, what the fuck are you trying to express exactly? What are you actually trying? What image are you trying to put out there? What are you actually expressing?
Well, that's the key thing. That's why I was saying it really, what he was doing on the D-Lo with his personal life. I don't really care about that. That's not an issue for me.
Oh, it's not an issue for me either. Be but, who you are. But right. My thing is, when you put this out here and try to act like everybody should follow you or something, I'm like, what is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, from the fact, look, that's why I said Hollywood is always keen for that. Anytime you can, what we want to do now is have a legion of young men of color, especially, who's going to wear dresses, who's going to dress a certain way. Officers won't be threatened. I won't feel threatened. That hyper-masculine black man, gritty on the subway, we don't have to worry about that. He's in a nice pleated skirt. I mean, of our generation, that's where we're going to take it. I believe that's where it ultimately is. As an adult, i.e. the men's section with flowers on the sweatpants. So, I don't know. I still say somebody of note, somebody of African-American leadership, you know, might want to pull Will's coattails, if you'll let him.
Well, Will's not feeling that. I mean, Will's gonna probably be like, "Well, my son's just expressing himself."
Yeah, get out my business.
Right,
this is my son.
I'm raising my child the way I raise my child.
So that's what's up, dude. I like to just put that out there. Hip Hop Digest parents, you know, what do you think? Are you gonna, you know, your sons, daughters, whatever, you know, tell me what's up, you know? And thanks to my daughter Isla for giving a teenage perspective. I appreciate that.
He's expressing himself.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the best rapper alive since 1979. I'm going to be honest with you. As a general rule on Hip Hop Digest, we do not do lists.
Not
we got off
of list.
The list a long time ago.
Not official list. We do our end of the year list.
No doubt. Shout out to Philly Reese 215 who sent us. And with a lot of other people, apparently Swerve and said people were sending this list. There's interesting things for the most part from 79 to 2004. I'm really not going to have a problem with names on that list, to be honest with you. And that goes from 79 from Grandmaster Caz and ending in 2004 with T.I. I'm not going to have a problem with that. There's some laziness in the list. Run 83 and 84 back to back. I mean, Melly Mel, maybe. Run? No, that's lazy. You got, again, alternating 95 and 97, Biggie. 95, yes. 97, I'm just saying, you know. Everybody who you think should be on the list is probably on the list. Now, what I mean on this list is written from an industry perspective. These are all big money records,
right?
Okay, with the exception of the early guys, Kaz, Blow, Kumo D. You know, once you know, those are early situations. People forget Slick Rick, platinum. Big Daddy Kane, Ice Cube, platinum. You know, Redman, gold. Snoop, platinum. Nas, Tupac, DMX, Eminem, 50, all platinum. Okay, but still. As an overview of a year, you can't really argue with it.
Right.
The problem starts in 2005.
Uh-oh.
And it's a problem for me as being authentic, but it accurately reflects what the problem overall. Okay, starting in 2005, I won't name the year, but let me run it down very quickly. Young Jeezy, Lil Wayne, Kanye, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, Kendrick, Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj, Drake. Now, I remember somebody writing an article dissing the 90s, talking about, you know, limited number of stories, limited number of voices being heard. Okay, you got multiple. I mean, really, Drake's on the fucking list 3 times.
Damn, it's crazy, ain't it?
Fucking Lil Wayne's on the list multiple times. Kanye West on the list multiple times, way past his prime.
Kanye's still in his prime. What you talking about, nigga?
Yeah, I know it. From 808 to Twisted Dark Fantasy, all that shit, my nigga. That shit, yo, that nigga, that shit's fire.
He's getting better.
He's getting better, nigga. Avant-garde, nigga. Jesus. You know what I mean? Of course, they threw Kendrick in there way back in 2013 just to get his name in there, because I know young boys is sneak dissing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know it. There's no way they can't be. So, you know, we don't do lists. That's why when guests come on the show, that's why when we even if we do a list, it's always personal. I say, what is your personal, yada, 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 top 3, top 5? Your personal. And that is very different because, again, historically, we can probably get it right. And not that these guys from 5 to 15 aren't historically right. They're the most paid. They've sold the most records. Right. They're the most visible. Really, what all of these people got in common is the biggest social media presence.
Yeah.
It made me think about this. It's like, it's not even really about record sales, really, with these guys. Is that the social media presence is incredible.
That's the new record sales.
Right, that's the new record sales. And it made me think about this so-called battle. It really wasn't even a battle. Meek Mills was never going to out-social media Aubrey. Never. It was never going to happen.
Aubrey had way too many fans and way too many followers.
Right, and social media. Right, it was never going
to
happen.
Compared to Meek Mill.
Right, it was never going to happen.
A lot of Aubrey fans, you know who the fuck Meek Mills was.
Right. So, you know, which, to be honest with you, now, I'm just putting this out there. I'm just putting this out there, Swervin.
Okay.
Why wasn't Iggy Azalea or Macklemore on that list? Okay,
because it's already been, I don't know about Macklemore. But it's already been stated by everyone that Iggy Azalea can't rap, so she couldn't possibly be on that list.
Yeah, but the rules of the list, rapping, good rapping, didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, it did up to 2014. Oh. I don't know what they could do after. You know, again, it's like you said, it's all popular artists.
Right, but that's what I don't understand about these popular lists. Everybody want to talk about Aubrey, everybody want to talk about Nicki Minaj. Oh, fuck you old niggas. I get it. But under the rules, you're going to have to put Iggy and Macklemore in there. Under the rules that they put in Aubrey and them in there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, because Macklemore cleaned up that 1 year, didn't he?
Macklemore deserved to be on the list because, like I said, he cleaned up. Now, Iggy was just a flash in the pan.
Oh, she was a splinter?
Yeah. She was a splinter.
Yes.
Lolo.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Free game craziness.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't mess with lists, especially Complex, who always, their whole shtick is putting out lists. I mean, that's all Complex does and shit. It's put out a list and shit. Next thing you know, next week, you'll be the top 10 male rappers in dresses.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you could do that list.
A$AP Rocky.
Right. Jaden. Yeah, I mean, come on. Oof. You know, you could do that list.
Kanye.
Right. Come on, son.
Diddy.
Yeah. Oh, my man. So, you know what I mean? You know, you know.
They rocked the skirts because it was fly to them.
Whatever.
Expressing themselves.
But the point I'm saying is that so when you're bringing a young guy in and a young guy is going all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs for Aubrey and shit, and I get it. But then you bring up a guy like Macklemore who, like you just said, Macklemore cleaned up, right?
Right.
Macklemore had the most popular record, right?
Yep.
Grammys.
Sold a lot of you Grammys, right? You know what I mean? The whole shit's gentrified. Why? How come he's not on that list? Under your rules, not under my rules. If this is under my rules, your heroes wouldn't even be on the list. But that's another story. We're talking about the young boy rules, the Dick Ride blog rules.
What a time.
I'm answering
really
that question.
Big rings.
But I'm hearing crickets from my brethren on the show.
There's nothing to say on that one.
That list, like you said, that's why we don't do list.
Right. Unless it's personal.
Right. Right. Indeed. All right. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Kanye West drops. So speaking of Kanye West, he's been silent, and we haven't been talking about West on this show because generally when people talk about Kanye, they're always TMZ talking about shit. His wife, and I don't give a flying fuck about that. But what I do care about is the music. And so you got Kanye West in back-to-back weeks dropping about 3 tracks. So the first track was this shit called Facts. It was horrible.
According to you.
It was horrible.
Damn.
Okay, basically what it was a semi diss track to LeBron and Nike up against his Adidas Yeezy shits. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And he's dropping, man, shit was horrid. I don't even really know why Katz was talking about it. Shit was horrible. Okay. And then he dropped this other joint called Real Friends featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Now anything that's involving that nigga, you gotta steer clear and shit. You know what I mean? That's like an accident on the side of the road and the police are telling you to get to the far right lane.
Damn, he need the wide load signs.
I'm just saying, because you know what it is? It's just a pedestrian beat, you know, and it's got the Ty Dolla $ign, some not really auto-tune, but that sort of grovelly tune shit these niggas, that Travis Scott shit. Yeah, it's got that shit in it. You know what I mean? It's not really, you know, but you know what? But the
fuck Dick, you old niggas.
but the Dick Ride blogs were ecstatic about it. Let's put that out there right now. The hip hop Dick Ride blogs, like Hip Hop DX and everybody liked them, was just like, yo,
names today.
Yo, this is 100. Yo, I'm just saying, they were like, yo, this is 100. Okay, you know, that's real. You know, I don't know if it's going to get played on the end of the Digest show.
I say hell to the nah.
Okay, see, there you go.
It's not going to make it over paid. Here. What are you talking about?
Okay. That's not happening over here.
But hold up a minute. As we continue to pour water on this nigga, he whips out a big-ass dryer. Hold up.
Hold
Things
up.
Get interesting when it gets to a song called No More Parties, featuring Kendrick Lamar, produced by Madlib.
What?
Now, Madlib?
I heard you. You say Madlib.
Now, niggas who's wearing backpacks from the 90s is saying, hold up a minute, let me take my backpack off and check it.
Okay? Oh, shit.
Shout out to Quasimodo.
Yeah, exactly. Not only is the track fire, okay, Kendrick Lamar, when it seemed like when niggas get around Kendrick Lamar, they start to get balls on the team, you know, because Kendrick is the leader, okay? Kanye West is rhyming like some late registration, okay?
He had to step up his game.
All right, Madlib production looks like it's on point. Now, granted, it was just a teaser. It was like fucking 20 seconds at the end of that Ty Dolla $ign shit.
Nobody wants to hear that backpack 90s bullshit.
Well,
nigga.
I don't understand.
They ain't get no full fucking 3 minutes of that.
Well,
niggas want to hear Ty Dolla, nigga.
Well, maybe so. I'm just saying. Now, you know, here we go. Now, we're always wondering where do cats lie? Where are they at in this hip hop thing? You got Kanye West on one track, giving you the full track. That's strictly made for modern blogs and people from the age of 25 and under, probably. He's appealing to them. But then he throws a snippet out for us. Does Kanye West know what the fuck he's doing, G?
Yeah. Because
we
exactly
talked about
what the fuck he's doing.
Swerving.
This,
does Kanye know what
planned,
he's doing?
Nigga. This has
yeah,
been
I
planned.
Believe that he's straddling on purpose.
He's just letting you old niggas know that he still got it.
Why would he have to do that? He doesn't have to do it. Come on, B. From 808 to Yeezus to that Dark Twisted Fantasy, most cats our age is like, meh. Yeah, exactly.
But didn't we always say we would welcome them back if they came to it?
Oh, if he made a real joint. That's why I pulled that out.
We're giving him props.
Yeah.
For that Madlib joint.
That's why I pulled
full
out.
Props for that.
I mean, that may be the one record on there that I'm like, yo. I mean, I don't know the name of the record, and I know we discussed it on the show on that Diddy MMM mixtape.
Yeah, you like that right. One record.
It was
on
one
album.
Record on there that was like, yo, that shit sound like, you know, some hip-hop shit.
Right.
You know, the rest of that shit, doo-doo.
Okay, Kendrick.
So, you know, I just find it interesting. You got Madlib on the team. And then, of course, now Kanye. Now you want to sound like Late Registration because Kendrick Lamar on the track.
You got to bring your bars out.
Yeah, you got to bring your bars out. You got to put your balls on. You know what I mean? So, that's what's up. So, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
In a second, sir.
Oh, damn. First bus running of the year.
Of the year already? We didn't even make it out of January.
Damn.
Boom, 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 boom. Cha-cha-chow.
He built up a full steam, too.
Had a steam on my ass. He was building up before he got to it.
Hell yeah.
He said, oh, I'm about to hit this nigga. I know he ain't got it up.
I know he ain't got it up.
He was thinking about it three topics ago.
You know what I'm saying? Premeditated.
All right, here we go. Finally, Kurt G albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Type Ill, Veterans Day. We got the album I was talking about, rapper Big Pooh and Knott's Home Sweet Home.
Boy, I bet Knott's got some nice beats on there.
He that sure he got some nice beats
I
on
bet
there,
he son. Does. All right.
And the instrumental joint is Blue Stave, B-L-U-E Friday.
All right. That's
all right,
up.
Before we get out of here, can I please get one of you two gentlemen to send me that Wu-Tang joint we was talking about a couple of weeks ago?
What Wu-Tang joint?
I don't know. You said it was a Wu-Tang.
Oh, that Ken Bar. Wu-Tang.
Yes. Wu-Tang.
Please?
Yes. Wow, of course, by all means. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what's up. All right, son. I guess we'll see you when we see you.
Look, you ain't got time to that. You ain't thinking about that.
I ain't thinking about that shit. That shit ain't crossing his mind, nigga. I ain't got time for that shit.
Nigga, you got bills to pay.
I need to get me an assistant to do that shit.
Hey, my fish tank is clean, though.
Oh, shit. All right, peace, y'all.
Peace.
All right, one.
Proximity, the proximity. Young gun rocking the crowd, I got energy. One love, bringing it back, no enemies. We spread love, Brooklyn style, that pure synergy. Peace to proximity, preem the profit. I learned how to rock shows, watching the guy get down with the endless of sounds and ill topics. Rooftop off and raise the race logics. Shit pop off, amazed how we stopped it. We just here for funk and hip-hop shit. That's all it is, that's all it gotta be. One hand up and raise, no space for bodily movements. This is a movement, they pay me by the dollar, but here go my 2 cents. I do this. Right to left to righteous. If you got a flame, I mellow, then ignite this. Forecast calls for rain, we bring lightning. So spaz off the chain, so get it hyped and exciting. Gotta recite in proximity, the proximity. Young gun rocking the crowd, I got energy. One love, bringing it back, no enemies. We spread love, Brooklyn style, that pure synergy. Peep the motif, peeps in low seats. Geeks for old beats, we bet without beef. We back, the crowd shrieks. Good grief. Ha. They loud now, twisting like sow cows. Spliffing that sow out, that New York crowd, the Southern cow. If they vow, keep shit loud, we give them more green. Fiends lined up, that audio morphine. Axe Dev, from East New York, the Coney I. Axe F, city to city. Stage dive, wanna touch that stage. Push the security, fuck that stage. Wanna vibe with y'all like we all got paid. Live for the crowd like we all got it made. It's the real, B-boy stance, we just chill. Pose for the can, my man is so ill. Rock, proximity, the proximity. This ain't fit for y'all rocking the industry. This too real for y'all, y'all ain't feeling me. But I don't need y'all, my dogs are still digging me. Underground, picking the bone, we make the earth shake. See the peeps stomping their feet, think it's an earthquake. Mother earthquake. Proximity, the proximity. Young God rocking the crowd, I got energy. One love, bringing it back, no enemies. We spread love, Brooklyn style, that pure synergy. That pure synergy. That pure synergy. Proximity, the proximity. Young God rocking the crowd, I got energy. One love, bringing it back, no enemies. We spread love, Brooklyn style, that pure synergy. That pure synergy. The proximity.
focus with a focus state of mind. Wrote a L and decided to stay home today and write. I'm on this, I won't allow a fault to take us mine. I can row against the tide, they're depressed over the type of shit I'm motivated by. With all due respect, I don't really have time to talk to these dregs. I'm struggling to get from one thought to the next, cause I'm so damn high I could fall to my death. Anyway, I just dropped your favorite rapper into second place. I see a lot of jealous faces, I'm not gonna mention names. Fucking let them hate, I'm just building my resume. Yo, I ain't bigger than hate, driven to stay bitter. It's the same shit but the days different than sticks. Never I be blazing with my mate, chilling with Flame Grilla. Crossing past with Luna is just unlucky. I pity anyone stupid enough to push me. I'm Lucifer's understudy. Roof with somebody hungry, mint army to a gang. My crew about to run this country, but
kings of the dub, why? I got that hunger in my belly and the beat is like a bell ringing for lunchtime. The fuck you think that I look like? If you bring a blunt knife into this gunfight, it's goodbye. Women think that I'm uptight cause they want diamonds, but they're lucky to get a drink with enough ice. Cause I ain't one of them mingling club types. I think fingering them's giving them a good night. Kings of the dub, why? I know I said it before, but I miss it, so fuck it, I'm bringing it up twice. Everybody has an opinion, but I honestly don't care what you think of my punchlines. You need to learn to have fun. I drink till I'm hungover, like when Vanilla Ice kicked it with Shug Knight. Get it? Hungover, balcony, and keep up, you're gonna have to move at my speed. I ain't slowing it down, I've only started unfolding it now. I'm about to open this out.
With a dub white king, got it locked up. You wanna come and take a crown, that's a long shot. There ain't no time to have a break, now it's non-stop. We're the talk of the town and we're on top. With a dub white king, got it locked up. You wanna come and take a crown, that's a long shot. There ain't no time to have a break, now it's non-stop. We're the talk of the town and we're on top.
My mind works like Pablo, fuck me, flat bro. Focus on the cash flow, wanna see the stats grow, act bold. I try to stroll on the path, bro. I leave you on your back staring at the fucking Astro. My fam don't take pity on you bitches. We're from the city where you hippies get lifted. Waste man, tip a gang, never get it twisted. You're being evicted, this is survival of the gifted. Dig your own grave, try to cross my battalion. Lose a couple teeth when I'm swinging my medallion. Crazy knucklehead, bigger balls than a stallion. FT, we run it like a motherfucking marathon. Now for the most success, we have to strive to make sure we got both like a maphrodite. You better catch the vibe or get cast aside like a skinny and a Rex 6 appetite.
Who the fuck is the guy reppin' WI? Rock a hoodie with pride, mind bright like the sun in the sky. Nothing but right nights when we jump on the mic. Sub tipper, I hear these mother choppers a fly since 09. Synoptics doubled in size, I should've realized. Power in numbers is wise, loving my life. 9-5 fucked up and died. Trying to get a business to up and run with the wife. No trouble and strife, just have fun every night. Find a smoking, watching some time on me and cooking some pie. What? I'm a gangster, get to know. Down to the testicular testosterone. XP, dub, Y, nice guy, dub. To flow, think Heathcliff, Huxtable from the Cosby Show. We prosper, they troll, that's the cost, you know. Being rated without hate is impossible. The WY stretches across the globe. West Yorkshire, hip-hop's foster home.
With a dub white king, got it locked up. You wanna come and take a crown, that's a long shot. There ain't no time to have a break, now it's non-stop. We're the talk of the town and we're on top. With a dub white king, got it locked up. You wanna come and take a crown, that's a long shot. There ain't no time to have a break, now it's non-stop. We're the talk of the town and we're on top. Yeah.
Long Island, man. TYP, Soldier MC. Yeah. 88, Toyota Camry with no license plate. Backstreet to Suffolk County on a high-speed chase. Tape deck is bumping woo, got the swisher cloud. Spare tire on the driver front, we skidded out. We hopped out like a bat in the hell. Saw the pigs in New York Ave and Sound Beach. 2002, a wild child with my wild peeps. Hop the barrier, running through a backyard, I kick the terrier. I feel the light on my back, I'm running fast as fuck. I see my shadow getting smaller, means they catching up. The silhouette of my freedom being the rest of my future is being tested by adolescence. Lessons has had enough. I had to find my second wind, full speed, true indeed. If these cops catch me, then you'll see. I start off as a juvie with one night in a cell. First offense would turn to several, the rest with no bail. Old tales of a crew I once knew well. Still know a couple good dudes sitting in jail. Hell, live free or see death, no sweat. Young blood in my veins, thank God them cops ran out of breath. Yes. Met the crew at the park, mad winded, but we still needed booted the spark. Slow burn of the cess, my stress will manifest to a negative lifestyle. The hell I'm getting into. One time for your motherfucking mind, two times for your goddamn mind, three times for your mind, L, I, and Y, until the day that I die. So, slow you roll, I'm riding memory lane. Slow you roll, we riding memory lane. Slow you roll, I'm riding memory lane. I let the Hennessy drain.
I go back like black beavers, trapping keepers, sipping natural lights. That cheap beer, not that actual price. My canned goods got the yeast on deck, got mad bud. Cocaine for the sluts, plus bags for the pipes. Power lines in my backyard, Long Island is me. A crowd around TYP, I spit a free like 340s. Sipping on a hurricane, E40. Listening to Slurricane, fuck with three shorties. All of them have heard of me. Cut class like surgery, running from security. Out of school suspension, I never learned my lesson. I feel that ass whipping though, sitting in detention. Memories of a child, I'm still sad. How I act bad, cussing out mom, running from dad. In the streets for my friends that I once had, with hustle. You fast forward to now with most struggle. A couple OD from drugs, others fled. Turn cold when that wind change speed, they still dead. I can see a few glimmers of the lives still alive. Magnify every good, every chance that I get. Yet, in every man's life, it must rain. Maintain through the trials, tribulation the same. But I'm still here, this my year now. I'm still down, still use my teeth to pop the top off the beer now. Mockery at its worst, you stopping me on my quest. And I know nothing. Socrates said it best. I'm rocking it with select. My topics will manifest with the knowledge that I attain. And this ominous life is stress. My fingers will steady grow, and it's obvious that I'm next. A soldier that spits bars. So microphone, check, check. Y'all can keep what remains. Take a ride in the back of my mind, Hennessy Lane. One time for your motherfucking mind. Time. Two times for your goddamn mind. Three times for your mind. L I N Y till the day that I die. So slow your roll, I'm riding memory lane. Slow your roll, we riding memory lane. Slow your roll, I'm riding memory lane. I let the Hennessy drain, drain, drain.
Rapper Poobie, if you nasty, you trying to get backstage, girl, then just ask me. Nah, no need for passes. So I'm all access. You say you all in, I trust you had practice. Hotel mattress, mini on the regular. Play the church girl, but your outfit secular. Hair all done up, eyes on the swivel, trying to find exactly which nigga you came to nibble. Autograph scribble to a couple people passing. Then you asking questions, talking about your favorite fashion. Shit, I can tell you've been pumped by the gassing. Well, playing cool, so I'm standing there laughing. Funny is the caption if you read it in the comic. Told her it's no future in your front and we platonic. My nigga walked up, another chick chalked up. Told her anything just to slide up in them guts. Gone. Rapper, oh, you not interested, but you wanna party with the crew. I remember when you didn't like me, now you love me, wanna hug me.
Thomas Jones.
Yeah, you know how the story go, so the story flow. Keep they nose open in every line that I say about her. She conferred with her friend, and her friend, she agreed with her friend. Better tell her friend that she feeling me. I see how the game really changed. Bitches on Google trying to read up on your name, figure out your likes, hit you up on Twitter in the middle of the night, put a picture in your DM, baby doing TM. I know you get my nigga rum when you see him. Amero, you a PN, South Afro-Asian. My people's up in Canada, they know just what I'm saying.
Premier, 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 premier
one we trust. Bust lyrical action, ripping like traction, addition, subtracting. Acts who rap through another man vision. The lively MC on your television with the true art smart. Upstart, foolhardy, party hardy wannabes who can't shine against these degrees. What? Bust kids across the mouth with the style that I'm about. Funny talk like down south.
For real.
Relentless with a twist, the vomit on time.
Yeah.
And all beef. With a pocket full of decline, boundaries, grabbing reads and such. Pop a three in the clutch, get tight ropes like double dutch. Much and anticipated, T plus T equals the minerals. Prolong the sequel for your review. See through all those who clear like glass. Get my ass on route and take the transit that's max.
If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about the Brick City kids. Puff that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down rules and so-called superstars. Yeah. If you don't know.
And papers, 1-800 pages in the stages, hits vibe source billboard and rap pages. All of us say this is worth the top dollar, so I holler. Using them C's as road scholars. I don't bother playing Godfather. I'd rather just jam like Bambada, give me room like the Ramada. I gotta go for broke, no jokes. I get open off that weed smoke, making God's nod like a P-dope. Rewrote half my rhyme book and shook books. Now my pages got more flavors inside of them than a cookbook. Look, I can't get took like some hooker out in Brooklyn. I go through paperwork like Central Booking. You get your title cooking. Fucking with this nigga who be bucking. Showing love as if I was your cousin. Keep a party buzzing like a contact. Rhyme fat, dime ass. Wear that naughty headed nigga fine ass. With the wine glass, making time pass fast. Puffing on hash out the stash. Boom squad forever, non-believers won't last. Bet that on your ass, put your staff on smash. Running through the 1-2s, break it down to 3 the hard way. Day to day, distinguishing my work from just play. Vibing all day, then relay the information into concepts. Taking small steps to build projects. High tech like internet websites. Downloading megabytes every time I touch the mic.
If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about them Brick City kids. Fuck that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down fools and so-called superstars. If you don't know who shit this is, nigga, you better think twice about them Brick City kids. Fuck that is, fuck who you are. Breaking down fools and so-called superstars. Yeah, for the 9-7 Boom Squad in your area. Get on the map.